crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, yeah, bitch. This is the news that you go, can't be true. You're a liar. You're a liar, cuck, Johnny. And I'm like, no, I'm not a liar. We pick our favorite stories. We throw it around the room. We will start with William Koontz.
Oh, man. Sleepy Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Sleepy Joe Biden. He may have a new nickname after a digital campaign event with Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. Might be Gassy Joe after this one. Because it sounded as though somebody may have gave a little toot in the middle of criticizing Republicans' response to states teetering on the verge of bankruptcy because of the losses of revenue due to the economic downturn. I believe you have the audio, Johnny,
ready to go and queued up.
Yes,
I do.
Please.
We will post this on the Johnny B. Show Facebook page, and we'll give you a timestamp because it's a 38-minute video, and right around 20 minutes and 47 seconds is when you'll get the real highlight that happens in this video.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So,
What
does the human cause?
Excuse me?
Again.
Okay. Now, the beauty of this, my favorite part of this, now they're on like a Zoom, and you got Tom Wolf, the Pennsylvania mayor or governor. He is on the right, Biden's on the left. And when the noise happens, Tom Wolf's face, he kind of like gives like a what? And we don't know if it's him or Biden, but if I had to gamble, and sometimes I do, it was Biden.
State, local, county.
Hold on, I went too far. It's so hard. Oh, my God.
This isn't some math exercise. This is about people. It's about making sure you don't have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers.
Here comes.
Cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So
I think it's Biden because he actually kind of sits back, like he kind of scoots back.
You can feel it seeping out of his booty.
Yeah. He scoots back in his chair a little bit, and it's like, oh, there you are.
And Tom Wolf isn't a spring chicken by any means. He's an older fella too, but this was an old man fart. And
so
you can
funny.
Tell because the elasticity in his anal lips, they don't have that sort of constricting power anymore.
Yep.
This wasn't even a fart. Like, it wasn't something that it just falls out of you. You can't even hold it in anymore. It's just...
See, I'm very proud because my farts have a nice, tight squeak to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, not for long.
Did you say you're proud? Older.
Yes, because that means I've done my ass kegels and I'm still good down there. You know, if I ever want to flip and go to the other team, I'm gonna make some man very happy. You know what I mean? Not Biden. His butt's like a windsock.
And firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs, or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost?
Tom Wolf's face is my favorite.
Yes, I didn't really notice that the first time I watched the video either. He just kind of, you know, that GIF. It's the white dude who's kind of like shocked. He kind of blinks, the blinking white guy. That's what he does in his face. It's great.
It's wonderful. It really is. Biden just keeps, he's the gift that keeps giving, you know?
Gaffes and farts and I appreciate it all.
Oh, farty Joe.
I don't want him to.
Can't hold his toots.
I was watching TV and the whole farty Joe. I don't know, man. I hope that if he loses, and he will, I hope that he still somehow stays around for us. Like, he maybe does a podcast or maybe does something.
He's already doing a podcast.
I know, but keep doing it. Like, you know, and just let him riff. No script.
Riff and rip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
A little farty Joe.
I think we all need it. I think we need Biden to stick around for our own entertainment.
And firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs.
And what else are you going to cut?
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost?
It's such a funny fart, too.
It's a funny fart, and Tom Wolf's face is just like, wow, that just happened.
Like a violent, like something with bass. Those are really funny.
When you push it out.
But also ones like that are particularly funny, too. Funnier than a normal
one. It's like you can almost not hear it. You have to be paying attention.
Oh, man. I was in the poker room one day, and this old lady was walking right down the center aisle. And it was one of those walk farts. Every step, a little bit came out.
Yeah.
And she did this bitch for like 100 yards. I mean, it was like, I could hear it across the room, but She walked
like
by
a squeak
me.
Toy.
It was walked by me, and every step was point, 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 point. I'm like, how much can she do? This is going on forever.
That's impressive.
Like that started at the top of her neck, and she's just letting it all out. I mean, this thing just point, 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 point. I was laughing so hard. Like, I couldn't contain myself. And
neither could she.
No. We were both losing it. And nobody, I don't think anybody else heard her because they were, like, looking at me like I was crazy, which I get on a daily basis. So, all right. Let's get to the more news. Anahoma, what do you got?
Oh, well, this story is in India.
Yeah.
Apparently, India detained someone.
Huh? What?
On the suspicion of spying for Pakistan.
Oh.
They detained a bird.
A bird?
A pigeon.
Shut up.
Yes.
Like a messenger pigeon?
I think so. It says here an intrepid Pakistani spy pigeon is facing a life behind bars in India. The allegation was made after Geeta Devi.
Bless you.
A resident of... Who cares? Reported a bird painted pink and carrying a coated ring tag to its foot flew into her home on Sunday night. The Indian Border Security Force passed the pigeon on to the police, who launched an investigation and logged the animal as a PAC suspected spy. But it's just a little bird.
But why don't they just kill it?
It's just a little bird. I don't know.
You
nope.
can't question it.
Nope. They're putting
it. Torture it.
Behind bars. Bye-bye, birdie.
I tell you, tell me what you know. You tell me what you know. You goddamn spy pigeon. Tell me what you know. No, it's a turkey. All right? You just did a turkey. I was getting ready to do a pigeon, and you just stepped all over
me
with a turkey.
I thought we were going to do, like, a little duo.
Okay, well, then know what a goddamn pigeon sounds like. No. It's very simple.
Oh, my God.
Yep, this is what I get.
That's terrible.
That's it.
Good.
Yep. Show is going great. So, Anna.
Sounded like Joe Biden's fart.
Yep, that's what it was. Thanks. Yeah. Just kill a pigeon, man.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's weird, though. Is that the budget that Pakistan has? For spies?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. They're not doing well.
No.
I mean, I don't know if they ever have been doing well, but not good, not good.
Doesn't look good in the pictures. I mean, maybe I'm a bit bougie, but I think India looks gross when I see videos. Sorry, just looks dirty to me. Like, I wouldn't want to go there. Maybe they're just showing me the bad stuff on the movies, right?
Yeah, well, much of the country is like that, especially
it's literally dirt, dirty.
But it is weird because, like, in New Delhi and stuff, you'll have people living in shanty towns and, like, cardboard boxes, but then it'll be next to
a palace.
Yeah. Not just, like, the Taj Mahal, but, like, it's very modern as well. You have all these, like, new corporate centers and things like that. India is a big hub for business and international trade.
Yeah, I just only see the Slumdog Millionaire scenes.
I know.
And I'm like, that looks dirty. That looks like a bad trailer park in Thanatos Acid that I wouldn't want to go in. Ugh. Here's one in our backyard. We needed to get to big stories, and I saved it for now because it's pretty what the hell. Terrorist plot was foiled right here in Tampa. Yeah, this made big, big news, folks. And this is definitely terrorism that was thwarted. This could have been bad. Muhammad Mantaz Ali Azadi is a suspect in a thwarted terror plot being led into Pinellas County Jail, where he is currently being held after his arrest over the weekend. Earlier this year, federal officials say this 23-year-old drove an hour and a half to Orlando and visited the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting, where 49 people were gunned down in 2016. Apparently, he was infatuated by the shooter in that case. Yeah, it's a whack job. He's been under surveillance constantly since he left a Saudi Arabia prison. Yeah. Apparently, he had plans on causing mass deaths And some of his targets may have been Bayshore Boulevard.
Oh, my God.
Clearwater. I mean, he had all these different targets. According to the paperwork, he was an ISIS supporter who planned and attempted to carry out an attack on behalf of their organization. Yeah. So he had prior terrorism charges in Saudi Arabia, and that's why...
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts, man. So he was attempting to purchase multiple guns over the course of the investigation.
Well, kudos to the, it was the FBI, right?
That- yeah, FBI agents arrested him Sunday after he took possession of weapons to be used in an attack. Man, oh, man. Thank God that didn't happen, huh? Oof. I guarantee you there's so many terrorist attacks that are thwarted that we don't even hear about.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
So... thank God there's people out there keeping an eye on them. So, very, very nuts. Even the ones that, that did all the stuff in 9/11, they were being watched the whole time.
Don't even get me started on that.
I know. Oh, you've been deep diving like crazy, haven't
yeah.
you? Yeah. Yep. That's for another show.
CIA had information on a lot of stuff.
Including Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Goes deep, hard in the pain. I got another story.
Give it to me, mama.
A drunk woman, she took this and threw it at a cop.
Were you talking about Monica?
No.
Oh.
Or not.
Oh, okay. I heard drunk woman.
Oh, right.
A drunk woman threw what on a cop? Okay, where was this at? I need more information.
This is in Manchester, in the UK.
Okay. All right.
She got upset.
Why was she upset?
Cause she was drunk. She's a dumb bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, just drunk.
Drunk,
dumb bitch.
British.
She also was diagnosed with HIV and hepatitis C.
Oh, I got it now. She threw her own urine at the police
Very
officer.
Very close, not correct.
Damn
Will.
It.
She threw, if it wasn't urine, doo-doo.
Oh.
No, not that either, but it does come from the same area.
There used to be a gorilla at Lowry Park when I was a kid that would throw his doo-doo at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, this woman is, pretty close to that. She was a woman diagnosed with HIV and hepatitis C, and she shoved a used
My God damn.
Sanitary pad
Please stop.
In a police officer's face.
Oh, you gotta die.
Yep. Claire Look. Clarkson, 37, became increasingly agitated after officers received reports of a woman who was suicidal.
Hold on. What did they do to her after she put a tampon in her face?
Well, let's see. They tried to take her home. She was clutching an empty bottle of wine, then threw her handbag towards the officers. She was taken to the police station for a risk assessment when she reached into her underwear and threw a soiled sanitary towel, also known as a pad.
What color was this
into
lady?
Into the face of the investigating
officer. Is there a
officer.
Picture?
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
White lady? Yeah, white privilege. Look.
Well, I don't know.
Look, the cops could have beat her up and everybody would have been fine with that. You don't put a tampon in somebody's face.
Yeah, and she was also marked positive for HIV and hepatitis C.
Oh, my
God. Could you imagine, like, bloody mucus
no.
from your uterine lining that's
God.
Filled
Please
with
stop it.
HIV and hepatitis C? And it's like, imagine if it was, like, in someone's mouth.
Seriously.
They should step on her neck.
They could have killed her.
Yeah.
They should have, and they could have killed her. And then when they were like, oh, my God, the cops killed that lady, and be like, all right, before we go any further, she put an AIDS tampon in my face. And they'd be like, oh.
Dude.
Self-defense.
She was only sentenced to 26 weeks in prison.
Oh, man.
For putting a bloody.
That's assault.
That's crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
With a deadly weapon.
Yeah. She had eight.
And
well,
it's gross.
HIV,
you should get 5 years for nasty.
I don't know. What's the transmission for hep C? I don't think you can get it from. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't
Not
know if they
Nevertheless,
even,
if you have a bloody pad full of HIV.
I don't think they even have that listed as one of the means of a transaction. Like. They have, like, you know, all this bodily fluids and all the, and then what at the bottom of the list.
I have a would you rather for you.
Oh, no. Oh,
this? Be on the receiving end of a bloody pad in your mouth? Or feces diarrhea from a homeless man on your, eyelashes.
Remember that one? The guy dumped it in a bucket over the reporter's head?
No, I don't know if she's a reporter or whoever she was, but I just remember you were so disgusted by the fact that it was coming off of her eyelashes.
Because she described it. That was in L.A. She's like, this hobo poured hot diarrhea over her head. And then they were interviewing her, and she goes, it was dripping in my eyelashes. And then that's what got me. I was like, ugh.
Would you rather? What do you say?
And she said it was hot diarrhea. Yeah. I was like, so
is it just on your eyelashes, or is it literally poured
like,
over your head?
No, like, you were dumped.
Oh,
like,
God. That's a good one.
Or a pad in your mouth. A dirty HIV pad in your mouth. Oh,
I think I might
take the pad.
Hold on. Is the diarrhea also infected with HIV?
Possibly. You don't know.
I'll gamble with the poo-poo, I think.
Really?
Because, that'll haunt me forever, and I'll be a different person afterwards. But I don't want to get AIDS from a tampon shoved in my face, because that's like the ultimate, you know? You can wipe the poo-poo off your eyelashes.
You didn't even get AIDS doing something fun.
Exactly. I didn't even get to do heroin and have sex. You know?
I don't know if you can get AIDS that way, though.
I don't know.
Would that change your mind if you didn't get AIDS with the sanitary pad?
You know what?
The hot diarrhea is.
You know what? I have inadvertently had almost that in my mouth many times, so.
I think I'll take the gross pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I will, too.
But, like, the hot diarrhea, the woman said she was getting, like, injections every, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
For, like, possible, I think she did have some infections from it.
Oh.
Because he was a sickly man. Yeah. Well, he had diarrhea, clearly.
Another would you rather. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Either hot diarrhea.
Yeah.
Poured over your face. Oh. And dripping down your eyelashes. Bloody, mucusy, AIDS-y pad in your mouth, or somebody that has tested positive for COVID-19 coughing into your face.
Oh, that. Yes. All of the COVID-19.
Yeah?
In my mouth.
Oh, wrong one.
All of my orifices.
COVID-19?
Yes.
In your mouth?
Lick my eyeballs. And my butt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I'd go with that, too.
Hold on. COVID-19 cough in your face, and then you have to be quarantined with your grandmother.
Well, they're all dead, so that's fine.
Yeah, but in this scenario, they're not. Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Or just a random bubby. I don't know.
All right, I'll take understand. The pad. Bubby I'll take would the be pad. Like, it's fine. No, I can't kill bubs.
I know, exactly.
I can't kill bubs.
Can you imagine?
I can't kill bubs.
You're like, sorry, bubs, I couldn't take a pad to the face. You're like, I understand, sweetie. I don't feel good.
No, but my bubby would be like, sweetie, don't let him pour diarrhea on you. I'll be fine. Be like, all right, I'm coming with
you, just hide in the bathroom for a couple of months.
Yeah.
You don't let him pour the hot doo-doo on you, baby.
No.
You're my sweet boy, and I don't want to see you making blinky-blinky and poo-poo going up and down on your
face. That is just the worst. It was coming off of my eyelashes.
The interview, when she said it, she was like crying. She goes, in the end. He poured a bucket of hot diarrhea over my head. And we were all like, oh, God. And then she goes, he was dripping off my eyelashes.